James, good morning. How are you?
Good, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. The Blue Army's got runners far and wide all over Australia this weekend, and I'd say there'd be a fair bit of excitement because you've pre-planned extremely well getting Trekking and a few runners over to the west. This looks a very winnable winter bottom for Trekking. How has he settled in over there?
The horse has settled in very well. Travelling team there is delighted with the way the horse has trained the past few weeks, and he should be coming into it in very good condition, ready to run one of his best races of the preparation.
He's been a good horse since he started his career, but the last 18 to 24 months, he has been one of the most consistent Group 1 gallopers in the country. Was it just maturity, do you think, that he's found this level and continued to peak and perform at the Group 1 level?
Yes, he matured nicely. We were patient with the horse. We brought him through his grades a lot more after we elected to geld him following the spring of his three-year-old career. I mean, he takes a talented horse to reach a golden slipper as a two-year-old, and he didn't turn up on the day, but he was there and good enough to qualify. He was James Doyle's first winner in Australia, I think, for his Australian stint, and great to see a horse advance and reach these sorts of heights over a number of seasons. It's enjoyable to train a mature age sprinter. And one quality that is much admired about the horse is how hard he tries in his races. So it's one thing you can rely on him for when he runs in this winter bottom. He'll be one of the hard trying sprinters in the race.
How do you compare him from 12 months ago?
Oh, look, we think that he's advantaged by having one less run in the lead up to this winter bottom, and he's probably a bit the better for having had the experience last year too.
Well, it's arguably a weaker race this winter bottom to last year because there's no Haydock, it's just the locals, and he's in very good form indeed. And what you have done is you've got the local magic. You've got the wizard from the west, Willie Pike, who came back with an absolute pearler last week as well. Barrier 11, any early chats with the wizard about what you'll be doing?
No, not yet, but it is a key booking, and he's riding very, very confidently. I'd imagine that Trekking's not too close to the speed early. But he's got a very good finish on him, and it'll just be a case for Willie to sum it up as he goes through the first half of the race.
If he gets even luck, the market thinks he should be winning. Do you think he should be winning?
Look, I think that he's the best sprinter in the race, but you know, there's no doubt you can't underestimate your opposition any time, let alone in a weight for age Group 1. And I'd say plenty of them in the race are happy to be taking him on. We'd all dearly love to see the best of him turn up and perform with a bit of even luck. But he should be running a very good race there, Michael. We're too happy with him to run poorly.
Well, he will be the favourite in the Group 1 Winterbottom over in the West tomorrow evening. Before that, you've got some really nice chances at the Valley and also at Rose Hill. Let's have a chat about your couple of runners at Rose Hill or the Valley. We'll start with the Valley. And, gee, Corsi Kate's been such an honest galloper this time in. I thought he ran really well last start at Sandown, his first attempt at the 1,000. How do you think he'll handle the 1,000 around the Valley?
Oh, look, I think it'll be a little bit of an added challenge for him, but he's nicely fit. He's better in at the weights this time, far better in at the weights this time than he was last start, under set weights and penalties conditions. And I see, you know, a horse like Prezzato is going to get all the favours from an inner draw, but if Coruscate can be chiming in at the right time, I could really sense that he's ready to run well again.
Is he in career best form at the moment, do you think?
I'd say so.
Prezzato the one to beat?
Looks that way.
What about race number two? How do you compare The Globe, who we've seen once before, this is the daughter of Frosted, and the form line stood up really well from that two-year-old race with General Bow and Finance Tycoon running well over the later part of the carnival especially, and Pulaley, who we haven't seen before. How do you compare the two of these ones?
Oh, look, the two of these two-year-olds are rather different. The Globe, we like targeting this race for her, give her some time to get over that run at Flemington. She pulled up fine from the race, but we felt that she'd be better suited around a bend and give her that opportunity to be racing in these two-year-old races that are not much, they're not worth much less prize money than the good two-year-old races from a month ago. But you know, it's expected to be a rung below, and of course it won't always work out that way. She can run well in this race. And the colt, Paul Ellie, he's performed strongly enough in a couple of jump outs. He's a strong individual. The penny's still dropping with him, but he looks to be forward enough and I suppose sharpened up well enough in the past 3 weeks to be making his debut. It'll be interesting to see just how much more he's got under the bonnet once he's under race pressure. But we sense there's lots of improvement from that horse following this run.
Have we seen your best two-year-old, or you're ready to unveil your best two-year-old as yet, James?
I'm not sure yet. We've seen some good ones, and there was a lot to like about the debut win of Ingratiating. There was a lot to like about the way Animo improved second up, and with a bit of clear running, he mowed down a talented horse himself and Forbes in the Merson Cooper. There are a couple of good colts there to consider for early next year.
Well, you tipped us all into Sliders when she made her debut, and it was a tough win and got the cash at Newcastle. What are you expecting second time to the track tomorrow?
Well, it'll be interesting to see how much improvement she's made. She carries the penalty of winning that race in this handicap. But she's drawn to get a nice run in the race. A step up to 1,100 metres would be interesting. And there are some very, very good-looking colts that have trialled well that look like making this race a pretty strong event. I noticed, you know, there's Hunnam, who started favourite. He was backed into favourite in the Golden Gift before failing there. That horse will be interesting in this race, and the blinkers go on for him. I think this is a really interesting two-year-old race, as they tend to be this time of the year. Mm. And if she takes a nice step forward off her Newcastle win, then she'll be very competitive. But our assessment is that she's at least three lengths off a filly like Enthar. So there's a bit of improvement that she needs to demonstrate before we could be considering her to be coming up against that sort of quality two-year-old.
It's an open festival stakes. You've got three runners. Faceless is the equal favourite at $5, but not far behind Rainier and Goulwar as well. Do you see it the way the market sees it?
Yeah, well, it's interesting that Faceless is able to get the advantage of being lightly in at the weights there. And he was out on his feet at the end of a mile race, so on a heavy 10 there, second up in the Sale Cup. So with that little gap between runs, that seems to have suited him nicely. Back to Sydney and still early in his preparation, so I could see him. I could see him running a big race, and he's been very effective at Rosehill before. And don't forget that Ranier was very, very popular in the Hunter and the Million Dollar Hunter a few weeks ago. He'll be running a good race. And Goulwar was entitled to drop out further after the run he had in the Hunter, and he boxed on pretty solidly. So I think we've got three nice chances there in an open race, but Faceless, I think that's fair to say, he's probably the pick of them at the weight.
And you've got the two big Vs in the Starlight, Varda, who was the favourite, after a nice run at Flemington over Cup Week, and Viridine, who is first up tomorrow.
Yeah, Varda's going to be well-suited back to Rosehill. She's got an excellent record there. And Viridine, he looks a bit big, but I wouldn't underestimate that with only 61 kilos against those horses, he can get back and be charging home late. It'll be interesting to see where he gets through this campaign, because he certainly left off last time in quite good form.
You've got the bases loaded everywhere. Where do you think your best in Sydney, Melbourne, and overall is?
I think the winter bottom's our best chance.
Yeah. And then, will you? How did Kemantari come through the runway? Are you looking towards a Kingston Town Classic with Kemantari?
Oh, we were delighted to see that he was bucking and squealing after the run in the railway. But there's a very suitable 1400 metre weight for age race there next weekend, the Scarhill, and he'll probably run in that race. He's trained nicely throughout the week, and we're happy with his condition.
It's been such a long year, James, and a busy year. Do you get a break with the family at all before 2021?
Oh, not really. We'll go and look at some yearlings out in the paddocks over late December. Just have a look around the Hunter Valley, but we've got a lot happening still. That rhythm that we're in now, that we jump straight from the Melbourne Spring Carnival, graduates to Perth. Before you know it, we're looking at the Brisbane Summer Carnival leading into the Magic Millions, and the sales season begins. So our yearling break is just starting to get busy, and before you know it, our homebred yearlings will be getting broken in a short amount of time. So it all begins again. There's not much time to relax at this time of the year, and once you hit that Christmas period, it seems like there's more racing than ever.
Yeah, there is indeed. Well, you've been doing an outstanding job, James. Best of luck over the weekend.
Thanks, Michael.